And a good Friday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And we usually save the second Friday of each month for an update from Ascension Via Christi Hospital. This man used to be a frequent guest here, at least early on in the pandemic here on the radio station. And today it's the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, Bob Koppel. Good morning.
Hey, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you on here. And
it's good.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a lot about here everything that's going on with the pandemic. But first, I wanted to lead off just to kind of talk about there were some changes announced this week in terms of visitor restrictions once again at the hospital.
Sure. So actually, our changes started last week in that we went back to restricting patients or visitors actually to patients in a number of areas, and then we further restricted them Tuesday of this week. And so where we are now is if you know, somebody's having a baby, so the birth process, if you will, they're allowed one visitor during their stay. And so typically that's spouse, partner, significant other who's then with them while they're here, but just that one person. For any end of life situations, we always try to kind of figure out ways to safely allow family to be present for that. We do have special situations like with children when they're hospitalized, which actually is pretty rare in our community, but when that happens and there's some other special kind of situation with patients where we have visitors. And then actually past that, we have kind of stopped allowing visitation again. And this is really a reflection of the uptick we've seen in positives in the community. And this is just a step we can take that further protects our patients that are in the building, the staff and the physicians and the other providers in the community who are also here providing care to these patients. And, you know, we don't have a time frame. I'm sure a lot of people always wonder, well, how long will this be for? At this point, we don't know. It will all depend on what we see as far as prevalence of positive COVID patients in the community.
All right. So those are in place now at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. And unfortunately, we have seen an uptick in cases here recently, especially locally, but we haven't seen a lot in the hospital. Every time the report comes out, it seems like there's maybe one or two patients in the hospital. What are the symptoms like that most people are seeing?
Well, so for the most part, right now, I would say Riley County, Pottawatomie County, Gary County, these are all patients who are being able to be cared for in the outpatient setting. And so it's, you know, puts a load on the outpatient clinics in the communities in our three county area. But they're for the most part, again, I'm generalizing a little bit, but for the most part, are over the last, say, 10 days, the vast majority of our positives have been under the age of 30. Interestingly, this week, we have started to see a little bit of a bump up in people who are in their 40s and in their 50s are now some of the patients that we're seeing that are positives. The testing volume itself in the community has also come up over the last 3 weeks. We are now, and there's a number of different sites who do testing, but if you kind of accumulate those across the community, probably 80 to 100 people who are now being tested every day. And it has depended upon the day what that kind of percent positive has been. And so that's, again, that's something that we watch because that's typically as the percent positive goes up, then you'll see within a few weeks, that's when you'll actually see the hospitalizations begin. And so that's just, it's kind of a little bit of a waiting game, but it's also, I mean, it really does matter what you see and people being tested. Vast majority, again, of the people who are being swabbed and tested right now are symptomatic, and some of them pretty symptomatic. Others minorly symptomatic, but it's, again, you're really trying to get a measure of in the population of the community, kind of what's going on. And so that's why that's important that we keep doing that and keep kind of checking that.
I know there's an attitude in the community here, and it's not shared by everybody, but there is quite a sense that, you know, we're tired of this coronavirus. We want it to go away. And so a lot of folks, you know, are getting antsy about it, and maybe they don't take everything as seriously as they should be doing. But this is still a pretty serious pandemic we're in right now, and we're seeing, you know, the uptick, as you mentioned. It's not just here, it's everywhere. But
right. Well, you know, I think there's certainly fatigue. I see that, quite honestly, I experience that myself personally. I see that with our team. I see that with the providers. I know all the clinic staff in town. So the reality is, and I think people just gonna have to kind of wrap their heads around this, this is an illness that we will be dealing with and treating people for even after there is a vaccine. Because this is just not something that is going to go away. And I know people may be hopeful for that and would like that. The question is, you know, and we've had some, you know, I think we've had conversation about this over the last 3 months now, almost 3.5 months, 4 months. So how do you, again, what adjustments do you make so that you can still run your business, live your life, do things with your family, et cetera, in a very safe, in a safe environment? And so that's why, you know, it still goes back to the same things we talked about on the radio those mornings back in March and April. You know, it really does come down to there is scientific evidence, there's demonstrated value in good hand hygiene, in doing social distancing, and in wearing a mask when you're around other people and you can't social distance. You know, I think there's a lot of questions. People like, well, you know, if I'm out running, do I need to wear a mask? Well, if you're not with other people, actually, no, you don't need to, because you're not with other people. If you're out on your tractor and you're, you know, it's harvest time or we're cultivating or planting or whatever, there would be no need for you to wear a mask unless there's something you're doing from an agricultural perspective with chemicals, et cetera, that would, you know, again, make sure that made sense. But that's, I think there's just really, you've got folks, I think, who are kind of so over worried that we just need to kind of stop and use some common sense about, so how do we be practical about this, take appropriate steps, and still get to do the things that we like doing and enjoy doing.
Yeah, we're talking with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital president and CEO. Obviously, the mask ordinance is now in effect here in the city of Manhattan, and other counties have opted out. Have you been surprised by the amount of counties in the state of Kansas that actually opted out of the governor's state mandate?
I'm not sure surprised is the right word. I guess I I'm an engineer by training. I work in the healthcare field. I work with scientists and professionals. And so I just tend to go to what's the data say and what how do we make that practical reality? That's probably the engineer part of me of, okay, we're going to take this problem and what's our solution to that? How do we work through that? To me, masking is, and when you're in a public space with other people and you can't social distance, masking to me is a minor inconvenience to allow much greater good. That is a little curious to me, I guess, that some folks have not found ways to be supportive of that. This is actually how you keep the economy, you know, for those who have businesses, they're concerned about the economy going. This is actually a key step to that. It's how you protect your coworkers. It's how you keep customers, keep coming into your business or have people to sell your product to. And so to me, I would say I was a little surprised, but that's just, again, I have to sometimes step back and say, you know, I know about things perhaps differently than other people. I visit with physicians every day. I visit with our clinical staff every day. I have a different perspective. I probably have a different knowledge base than maybe perhaps other people do. This is just a minor thing. Let's just do it and move on. It's really not that big of a deal, at least for me personally. I know why my wife and I, we go to the store, we just wear a mask and we're making really careful about what we touch and we make sure that we're doing our hand hygiene. There's all kinds of things that we're able to do very safely, in my opinion, just by taking some pretty simple steps.
We have a caller on the line has a question or a comment here. So let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I'm just curious. Not hearing anybody say, what is the end game on the mask? Is it when there is finally a vaccine, which could be, you know, 1 year down the road, 10 years down the road? Is a mask till then? It seems like punishing the 98% of the people who are healthy for the 2% that are sick by making everybody wear a mask. It just, there's no end game to this whole nonsense. Our 15 days is turning into what, 4 months now?
Well, I guess a couple of thoughts. So one, the use of masks has actually been demonstrated to be successful in stopping the spread of COVID, and that is how you keep it to a smaller percentage of people who are impacted. You know, I think the end game question, or kind of what's the long-term picture, that's an excellent question. I don't know that anybody can really tell you that, or any of us that, because there's so much that we're still learning about this virus specifically, but then also all of the other things that are kind of peripherally around that. You know, personally with our staff working in healthcare, I think our folks will most likely wear masks the rest of their careers because of what we do. As far as the public masking, you know, I don't think it's probably not out of, you know, expectation that this will be at least for several more months. You know, I think the question of having a vaccine or not having a vaccine, the issue has always been of how many people actually participate in getting vaccines. You know, there are those currently in our country who push back about why people should be vaccinated for polio or, you know, getting their annual flu shot, those sorts of things. Again, to me personally, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I see the greater good in getting the vaccine. But when you have a portion of the population who either can't get a vaccine or who are unwilling to, I think that's going to maybe drive some of that long-term answer to your question. I think, you know, just like me or today, I think everybody's speculating at this point. Even in another 2-3 months, I just think we're going to, the amount of knowledge that is coming out now is so fast that even in 2 or 3 months, we will know so much more than we do now that you might be able to actually, I think, give a solid projection to answer your first really a big question of, so what's the end game? How's this going to turn out? I just think it's still early.
All right. Thanks for that, Cole. And we're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO on In Focus.